We have Josh Morrissey and Blake Wheeler here to take your questions. We're going to start in the media center here at Rogers Place with Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press.
Hi, guys. Thanks for doing this. Blake, can you just take us through what this week has been like for your team? You come in, obviously, with high hopes, and you lose Mark in the first few minutes, and you lose Patrick, and you lose other guys along the way. Obviously, the effort and the compete has been there all along, but just not a whole lot of finish. I mean, what kind of frustration does that lead to for you guys?
I don't really know how to really add to that. You lose two of your best players. It makes it tough to really accomplish what you want to as a team. The guys that played this series, I mean, there's nothing left in the tank. I mean, our team left it all out there. Even tonight, I mean, played a pretty good hockey game. Their goalie made some big saves, and it just wasn't meant to be.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Ted Wyman, Post Media.
Blake, overall in the series, why was it so difficult for your team to generate the offense you needed?
What they did a good job of is they collapsed really low. So we did a really good job, except for game three. We established our forecheck pretty well. We got a lot of pucks back. Spent a lot of time in their zone. They allowed us to move the pucks back to our defensemen. And then from there, they just collapsed. Whether it was blocking shots from the point, us not doing maybe a good enough job of getting the goaltender's eyes. And you know what? Quite frankly, sometimes the puck needs to bounce the right way too. So you factor all those things in, losing two of your top offensive players. It's a grind.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Ken Weeb, Sportsnet.
For Josh, thanks for taking some time here. What made that back and line so challenging to handle in the series?
Well, I think they play a hard game. That line is hard on the puck, and they do a good job. They, for the most part, I think they commit to playing pretty solid in their own end, and don't really cheat the game. So, they go to the front of the net. I mean, again, like Will said, like, you got to give credit to them. I think sometimes it's, in short series like that, you get some bounces here and there, but they played well. I think he's a really good player for them. And, that line was obviously good against us, but I think just their willingness to go to the net and battle hard down low, it seems like that's how they scored their goals.
Thank you.
We'll now take some questions on Zoom. A reminder, it's one question apiece. Please direct your question to Blake or Josh. The first question comes from Marat Atesh.
Hey, guys. I was going to ask you a question about timing, so that's a bit ironic. Blake, this one is just about timing. Are you able to put it into words after everything you guys went through this season? And then the pause and the buildup and then how short this was. Can you put the feeling of that into words at all?
It was a year that was a test kind of from day one. And so to put it into words, I couldn't be more proud of this team. Realistically, there are plenty of opportunities for us to fold it in and chalk it up to a lost season and move on to next year. And I would say that I'm proud and I'm very disappointed, and we just couldn't catch a break, honestly. I'm not saying that this series gets flipped, on its head by having Mark and Patty. You got to give Calgary a lot of credit, but I would have loved to play this series with those two guys and just see how that would have shaken out, put our best foot forward, and from there you never know what's going to happen.